What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see. A certain word, democracy. What is America to me?
Hello, Nevada. It's now time for That's America to Me with your host, Chuck N. Baker.
Good morning, Southern Nevada. Chuck N. Baker, another edition of That's America to Me. And we have a studio full of guests this morning. But before I introduce them, I just want to give a little shout out to an entertainer here in town. Those of you who've been around for a while, you know of a guy by the name of Terry Fader. He's got a puppet show, and but he has a foundation. He gives lots of support to veterans groups and also to other nonprofits. And I was I went out to see a show last week. He's doing a Christmas show. And so this is not a paid commercial. I'm just kind of giving him a shout out because he does do a lot of fantastic things as far as donating money. I also want to say hello to a lady who works there. You know, my wife has a disability and walking with she uses a walker sometimes, and we showed up there, and this employee came up, one of the usherettes, I guess. Her name is Dora, and she saw us there, and she exchanged our tickets for us. We didn't even ask her. She just came up, and she brought us down to the very first row. We were in the front seats, front row center, actually. So we want to thank Dora for just kind of coming up and helping us out there. Want to thank Terry Fader for all the good he does for nonprofit groups. Speaking of nonprofit groups, we have some guests in the studio today talking about Forgotten Not Gone, and they're going to tell us all about it. But what we like to do is we like to open up the curtain and let the audience get a look at everybody here and kind of see what they look like. There you go. Okay, everybody knows everybody. Actually, one of our guests have been here before. We have Peter, who's been here, but he's got a few friends with him, Nelson and Reggie. But Peter's a familiar face. So, Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Appreciate you allowing us to be here and your continual support.
So you and your wife, Kelly, started a group called Forgotten Not Gone, sometimes known as FNG. And why don't you tell our listeners what FNG is all about?
Well, Forgotten Not Gone is a registered 501c4 purpose veteran organization here in Las Vegas, and our goal is to stomp out veteran suicide. We use recumbent trikes as one form of therapy to get our veterans out the house and help them overcome their disabilities.
Okay, now you've been doing this for how many years?
Well, we started off in the Veterans Day, November 2000, with just two recumbent trikes. And now we provide a fleet of over 40 for our local veterans.
Okay, so it's 2013. Your main goal, your main mission is to get rid of veteran suicides.
Stomp it out.
Stomp it out. So I have to ask you now, you've been here for a few years. How many people do you think you've helped and turned them away from suicide?
We've been inspirational in countless veterans' lives, and that's what's a beautiful thing to have two of the veterans that I had 4 years ago just behind me today. And that's the incredible thing is to understand that with the veteran peer support and having the companionship of my fellow veterans, we can overcome our disabilities.
So you're saying Nelson and Reggie were both considering bowing out of things, so to speak?
Yes, and well, and more importantly, at the time when I met them, I was personally going through a lot of things myself, and their friendship and their companionship helped me not feel sorry for myself, but learn how to start overcoming the physical limitations that I have.
Okay, well, and now also you some of the problems you had back then, they stemmed from being in the military. What service were you in, and what did you do in the military?
Well, my first job in the Air Force was security forces, and then I ended up doing vehicle maintenance after that, and I was medically separated from the injuries that I sustained doing security forces. And the good news is, Chuck, since I last talked to you, is that I just actually had my medical separation overturned, and so I'm officially medically retired from the Air Force right now. So after 17 years of struggling and suffering, I now have access to the proper medical care that I need with TRICARE.
I see. And how about you have any other benefits like educational or compensation or anything like that?
I'm not necessarily sure about the compensation yet. I'm waiting for them to actually approve the blue card ID that I'll be receiving. Probably they said it would take several months for this process to happen. But the good news is at the end of the day, I can at least get TRICARE and I can start getting some better help to overcome these physical limitations that I have to suffer through.
Okay, very good. So, Reggie, why don't you come up to the mic here and we'll talk to you.
All right.
Reggie, I understand you're a veteran. What service were you in?
Yes, I'm an Army veteran, and I was 11 Bravo, which is infantry first.
What outfit were you with?
I was with, originally, I was with the 101st at Fort Campbell, and then I was stationed overseas at Camp Casey, Korea.
In Korea, yeah. 101st is, it was 101st Airborne, Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
So, Screaming Eagle.
Definitely Screaming Eagles, yeah. But so you've been, how long have you been in Las Vegas?
I returned here for the second time in 2015. And I've been here
since
constantly
then.
Since.
Yeah, and so what is your work with the Forgotten Not Gone charity? Do you do certain things with them?
Well, first of all, without getting too emotional, he made a statement earlier that made me go back to where I was. I was homeless and ashamed, like not only because I was homeless, but because I was a homeless vet.
Okay.
And I know how a lot of people treat veterans. And when you're homeless, it's that much worse.
Right.
But I had also started a nonprofit called Active Youth Against Obesity to help veteran families and their kids with obesity. So just by chance, God gave us an opportunity to run into each other at an event where I basically wasn't invited. I just showed up as Kid Fit.
Yeah.
And I saw Pete and his trikes and how he was working with the kids and this perfect match for what Kid Fit is about. And I just couldn't help myself. It was like immediate hookup.
That's great. Well, you know, when you say you showed up uninvited, you know, I think it was Woody Allen, but whoever it was, they said that 90% of success is showing up.
That's right.
So you showed up, and things worked out for you. So that's good. And we're going to bring, we can bring Nelson up to the mic here now. Nelson, he's been videotaping us here, one of these things here. You're going to put that out on the Today Show or something?
Hey, we're definitely going to try.
Okay, so Nelson, what service were you in, and what did you do in the military?
I was in the U.S. Navy. I did navigation. I was a quartermaster on board the USS Curtis Wilbur, which is a guided missile destroyer.
And where were you offshore mostly? Were you offshore or out in the middle of the ocean?
I was stationed on a ship for 4 years. Spent three of them in San Diego, and my last year I spent in Japan, Yokosuka, Japan.
Oh, very nice. So what is your connection now with Forgotten Not Gone?
So I met Peter and Kelly when I went back to film school back in 2014 at CSN. I met them when they had just started Forgotten Not Gone. I was in the process of rebuilding myself because I, coming from working in construction after the economy tanked, I had to reinvent myself. I went back to learn film and video production, and that's when I met Peter and Kelly. Luckily, I can't claim that I've ever wanted to hurt myself, but I find myself very lucky for having met them. Because I was able to take my abilities and skills and help them help others.
Okay.
And I'm fortunate to be able to help an organization who is actually actively helping veterans here locally in Las Vegas.
Doing things like that. Okay. Well, Peter, I'll bring you back up to the mic. And let's talk a little bit about some specifics that your organization does. Now, you have these special vehicles. They're not called bikes or trikes or I don't know what they're called, but
Velomobile.
What are they?
Velomobile recumbent trikes, three-wheel bicycles that have a shell over them.
Okay,
like a soapbox derby racer type.
Like a soapbox derby, right? And you've got them painted in military type aircraft colors, I guess. Kind of looks like a flying tiger.
That Army green.
Army green.
Put some respect on it for you Army veterans. Make you feel empowered.
Well, absolutely. We all know that, you know, the Army runs the country here. We know that. I don't know about you Navy and Air Force guys. And you Coast Guard guys, you know.
Department of Transportation.
Yeah, right. But anyway, so you've got these recumbent vehicles and what's the purpose? What purpose do they serve?
So our recumbent trikes allow our veterans to be able to overcome their disabilities by helping them to be able to pedal just like a regular bicycle, but it has three wheels, so mm-hmm. it's more balance. If somebody has stability issues or vision issues, a recumbent sitting, just like we're sitting in a chair right now, that's how you pedal our bike. So you kind of laid back, like if you're in a couch, you know, reclined position. So it's mm-hmm. really comfortable. So it allows our veterans with electric assist as well to be able to, you know, get up the hills, really just escape the isolation because the bikes will go on their own virtually.
I see. So in other words, if the veteran is a couch potato, he'll feel real at home sitting in those bikes of yours there.
Yeah, we actually, the latest bike was by, we had a donation by the another organization, and we have a bike that will go up to 300 pounds and a veteran at 6'8". And that was donated actually by the Knights of Columbus locally over here and has electric assist.
Mm-hmm.
So you said if a veteran is 300 pounds today,
yeah.
he's depressed, he hasn't worked out in years, he can get on one of our bikes, go 15 miles, escape the isolation for a few hours, mm-hmm. and have some fun.
That sounds like a really good thing for someone who's that big and that tall. I see you have, looking at a photo, you have another recumbent model, but it's got a top on it. Is that the same type of a thing?
Yeah, that's known as an Elf. They're made here in America, out of North Carolina. It's an incredible vehicle and that bicycle that will go up to 350 pounds a person inside that one in 6'8" as well. So these bikes allow us to reach all different types of demographics of veterans, whether you have, you know, you could be 70 years young. We got some veterans that have been riding with us for years that are now 74 years of age, and they're some of our biggest riders. So the electric assist is an incredible piece that helps our bicycles.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back a ways now. I'd like to mention to our listeners, you've been on the show before, and you've told us a little bit about how you guys got started. And now you and your wife Kelly kind of stumbled into riding bikes. I guess the VA, if I remember right, Kelly said someone at the VA somewhere said it would help you if you were on a bike, and she said it sounded like a pie in the sky to her.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said, "What kind of thing is that?" But then you guys started riding, and it started to help. And
that's right.
Is that kind of correct, more
yeah,
or less?
So we got to give the VA some credit, you know, where
yeah.
we can. You know,
right.
a lot of times it may be a little difficult, but I went to the War-Related Illness Center in Palo Alto, California, which is at the Stanford Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And that was part of the recommendation was a recumbent trike. We thought it was a crazy idea, never understood what a recumbent trike was
mm-hmm.
until I had the chance to test ride one. And again, it allowed me to overcome my disabilities. I have I walk on a cane, but I have stability issues. My knees snap out of place all the time, causing me to fall on the ground. So having the three wheels, having the recumbent positions, it allows me to overcome those disabilities so I'm not sitting at home isolated, depressed.
And so I want to dig back now a little more. So that's how you guys got started, and it started to help you. And if I'm not mistaken, you really weren't didn't have too much money, didn't have a lot of things going for you. You were basically going to the VA, and I guess they lent you these trikes or whatnot. And then you decided to start this organization. And How did you get the funding and the backup and the background and the help that you needed to get this thing to where it is today?
Yeah, well, actually, the VA just recommended the recumbent trikes for us. We actually went down to a bicycle shop in California when we first test rode the things. But eventually, we ended up taking on a personal loan, $12,500 from Citibank, and we bought the first two bikes through Utah Trikes over here. So from those two bikes to now, like I said, having over 40 trikes is incredible growth. But it took our own money to get the first six bikes ourselves for the nonprofit organization. And since people now understand that we're invested in the organization as well, now we're starting to get other donations and people believing in us and started donating trikes as well.
So, again, I have to ask, back in the day, how did you get a line of credit if you didn't have, you weren't working and you didn't have a great credit report, you and Kelly? How did you get the bank to loan you the money? And how did you come up with the monthly payments if you weren't working?
Well, through the grace of God, you know, at the end of the day, the Citibank sent me a letter soliciting me saying that I may possibly qualify for a personal loan. And actually, I had a 740 credit at that time. So I did have a good credit.
Okay.
I've had some money from the VA retirement, so that's how I was able to afford the payments. But okay, it was a struggle, and it still continue is. You know, I service over $1,000 personally a debt a month just to maintain this organization. So we've just used our personal savings. But that's been a beautiful thing about it. I've gotten the best return on my money because today I'm no longer disgusted what I see in the mirror. You know, I'm actually filled with joy in my heart today, Chuck, and this is what this organization has allowed me to do, mm-hmm. to move past all the depression because of the physical pain I'm in. And then I had the pleasure of meeting new friends, mm-hmm. which I have all around me today in this room. And because of that companionship and that friendship, man, I'm just excited, Chuck. It's amazing.
You got it all going. I'm going to read a little bit about the group here. It says that Forgotten Not Gone is proactive in veteran suicide prevention by addressing the triggers of suicide and why it's happening. They provide practical resources to fulfill the needs of the veterans and prevent the negative effects that would occur from not having access to them. They provide and maintain a fleet of Bellamobile recumbent trikes, 3- and 4-wheeled bicycles, some with electric assist, and it's free of charge to ride for local veterans and their families. And you have a hashtag that says, get out the damn house.
Get out the damn house.
And learn to live life. Another hashtag is stigma free. Located in Vegas, the battle-born state of Nevada, at Vegas Strong and ground zero for one of the highest veteran suicide rates in the nation. So one of the things that you provide, most important, is emotional connection. A veteran is not alone. Service members who have lived through similar experiences visually see other veterans overcome their physical disabilities and their self-limiting beliefs. And also through a veteran peer support network, veterans share and become more comfortable with their past, ultimately learning new, encouraging, and healthy coping skills. Social connections are an important source of fun, pleasure, sense of security, quality of life, and stability, all of which play into maintaining good physical and emotional health. I'm going to just back up for a second now. I know that you and Kelly met in the service, and I believe that, and I asked you this last time, but I want to bring it up again. You were married in Italy, is that right?
Yes, sir.
You were both stationed. Where were you stationed?
Yeah, we're both stationed in Aviano, Italy, and we actually got married by the mayor of Aviano, Italy.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to ask you. Being married in Italy, I thought maybe the Pope did the honor. but I guess not, huh?
But it was the mayor, and it was an Italian. We needed a translator, but incredible. Here we are 21 years later. The Lord has blessed me.
Okay, good.
Hallelujah.
Well, we got, I mean, the mayor was a good substitute for the Pope, so that's good to know. You also work in physical activity. You have outreach through physical activity and has a profound mental effect on a person. Your fleet of recumbent bikes, trikes, helps veterans get their minds off self-destructive thoughts while creating and releasing healthy endorphins. veterans exercise, not just to keep their weight in check, but to be active for biological systems to work properly, including brain functioning. Bodies and minds are connected and in constant communication. Physical activity can affect what goes on in our veterans' brains and vice versa. Now, I see here you also, you have a YouTube channel, is that right?
Yes, sir.
How would somebody access that?
Well, you can always go directly to our website, forgottennotgone.org, and click on the social media links. It has all the different social media feeds, or you could just go straight to YouTube, forgottennotgone.org, as the actual channel, and you can see some entertaining videos of our veterans, you know, riding down Las Vegas Boulevard, day or nighttime. We ride all the damn time.
All the time. And you also, of course, have a lot of spiritual work. The path from moral injury to moral repair is long and requires courage, and you encourage spiritual health and development. Many of our great national leaders, including Presidents Washington, Jackson, Lincoln, and Wilson, paid tribute to the surpassing influence of the Bible in the nation's development. And as once said by President Jackson, the Bible is the rock on which our republic rests. And then you quote the various biblical passages. I don't know if you're really, I don't know if you put these on here or somebody put them on your website. Are you familiar with Romans 15:4? Is that, you can't.
Yeah, through the patience of the comfort of reading the scriptures that we may have hope.
Okay.
And that's what I learned. I learned from my my elders and the senior veterans in my life to start reading the Bible. I've never grew up with the Bible. And it was something new for me, but it's a military culture. Every military base that you go to, they have a chaplain. They have a military institution. At our VA hospital on the fifth floor, mm-hmm. they have VA chaplains as well. So we just encourage people to open up the book, read it for themselves. And because I've done it for the last 7 years, this organization has spun out of me having hope now reading those scriptures.
And you have some of the other ones quoted here. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8, Psalms 19:7, Wisdom of Solomon 16:12-1, and Corinthians 12:14-26. So if anybody wrote those down, I guess we encourage them to look them up, maybe.
And, yeah, and you can see it on our website as well. But we pray that you get some hope and learn to start moving forward with life as we've had the privilege of doing so ourselves.
Okay, sounds like a winner. Let's see. We want to get Reggie back here one more time. Reggie, can we get you online here? And I want to ask you in the Veterans Day Parade and in other events, do you ride in these recumbent bikes?
I do. For the most part, it's something he also stated already. It's team, right? You everybody want to belong, right?
Right.
So back when I first met him, seeing what his enthusiasm was to help people,
mm-hmm.
and the same type of people as me, kids, military, I try to ride anytime I'm available. Matter of fact, today I go out of my way to be here to support FNG.
Yeah. Did you ride a recumbent bike to get to the station?
Not today. I wouldn't have made it today with that traffic.
Okay, well, just checking on that. Okay, Nelson, can we get you up to the mic here? And did you ride a bike here today?
Or, I did not.
No, okay.
I drove, unfortunately.
Okay, but were you in the Veterans Day Parade?
I was. I was there.
In one of the bikes, or you were taking photos?
No, typically they make me walk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. With a camera.
With a camera in my hand.
Camera.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What are some of the other? I think every month, if I'm not mistaken, every month the group has a group ride, is that correct? You familiar with that? You can tell us about that in the mic here, or Nelson, can you tell us, or you want to let Peter do that?
Yeah, the Saturday night's Survivor Ride.
Yeah, when we do weekly rides, veterans can go to the website and schedule a ride if they want to come out, but literally we make ourselves available 6 days a week to be able to take those veterans out at their liking.
Yeah, and do you... do people, are they encouraged maybe to bring their own bikes, their two-wheel bikes or three-wheel bikes?
Yes, if they have it, they could bring their own bikes. Our organization, based upon the donations we receive, are able to provide a certain number of bikes. And sometimes, due to the demand, we're not able to keep up. But that's why we encourage you to help us fund a mission. Help us and get more bikes so I can get more veterans out the house and start helping them escape the isolation.
Okay, and I want to, one more time, if people want to donate, and now they can donate funds, they can donate bikes, I guess, if they have them. You also need safety helmets for riders and things like that, safety equipment, and maybe other other areas where you could use some help. What's the best way for people to make donations?
They can go directly to ForgottenNotGone.org. And there's a ways to donate. There's a few donate buttons. And also, if you want to become a sponsor, it has a little bit more information, shows you the cost of the different bicycles that we have, or recumbent trikes that we have. So if you'd like to help us increase our capacity to serve our local community, check out ForgottenNotGone.org.
Okay. Now, the weekly rides, do they always start at the same place, or do you have them in different places around town?
We usually meet at Patriots Park for the most part, but then we do travel around. We have a box truck, so each time we just load up our box truck and we drive it to the location. Our bikes right now are in a storage, and that's what we're looking at overcoming. You know, we need help finding a sponsor and being able to come up with funds so we can actually have warehouse space so we can have a set meeting place for our veterans day and night.
And you mentioned Patriots Park. For those who don't know, where is Patriots Park?
Patriots Park is about 2 miles north of North Las Vegas Airport. It's on Alexander and Tom Boulevard, THOM, and it's right across from the Roadkill Grill. It's in Las Vegas.
Okay. And if they go on your website, there's also maybe directions, locations,
yes,
phone numbers.
Google map of it on the contact section.
All kinds of things like that. Okay. And according to your brochure here, they can also make donations through PayPal, through wire transfer, through personal checks that they mail off to you. And
correct.
And I guess you take cash with ID. Is that something? Okay.
Yeah, and we're all 100% volunteer-based organization. There's not one person who gets a salary by any means over here. This is all a labor of love. But each week, you know, tires pop on our bikes, chains break. There's a lot of maintenance that needs to go on weekly. So without your support, you know, we can't transport our bikes to the trails, and we can't do the job that we're doing right now without your support.
Okay. And, you know, one of the numbers that I hear regularly as far as the number of suicides per day, in your brochure here it says 20 veteran suicides a day. I think the VA says it's 22 per day. Other groups say it's much more than that. The 20, 22, those are the ones that are reported, but there are others that are unknown. You have any comments on the number of veteran suicides in the United States?
I'm glad you asked, Chuck. We say that's too damn many.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
That's whatever the number they want to choose, it's too damn many. We need to do something about it.
Very good. Well, we're down to our last couple seconds. I want to thank Peter and Nelson and Reggie for being on the show today. And you got all the phone numbers and all the websites and everything out there in the radio land. And I hope you'll give them a call, give them some money, or if you'd like to join them on one of their bike rides, they'd love to have you. Nobody gets turned away, right?
No, sir.
Okay. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Baker. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And when it comes to Forgotten Not Gone and all the work that they do, that's America to me.
That's America to me.
Thank you for listening. Chuck N. Baker will return next week with another edition of That's America to Me, a public service of Lotus Broadcasting in Las Vegas, Nevada.